This is the Tanakh Podcast with Alex Israel. Today, Sefer Habakkuk, Chapter 2, Perek Bet. And our learning is dedicated to Chayalei Tzva Hagana Yisrael, to their success and safety, to the swift return of all of the Chatufim, the hostages, and to the healing of all those wounded in our war in Gaza. Here we go, Habakkuk Perek Bet. Many years ago, when our first child was born, my wife and I had to decide on a name, and we were trying to brainstorm different names. At the time, I was teaching a course in Midrashet Lindenbaum in Treasar, and my wife, you know, we were trying to brainstorm. So she said to me, "Well, who's your favorite Navi?" And I said, "Habakkuk." Well, you can imagine that name did not get chosen for our newborn son. Why did I love Habakkuk so much? Because Habakkuk has this such a faith in God, such a deep emunah, that he's willing to confront God when he sees evil. He calls it out and he asks God and he says, you know, how can it be that there is so much evil in the world? Lama tareni aven va'amal tabit v'shod v'chamas l'negdi. How long do I cry out to you about bloodshed and violence in the world? And it's that sort of honesty and directness which expresses a deep belief in God that we see here in Habakkuk. We're also going to see his tremendous humility, accepting when God tells him that he's going to have to accept that the world is something that he cannot understand. Whichever way, Perek Bet begins, Al Mishmarti e'emoda v'ityatzva al matzor. I stood at my station, at my guard post, and I stood, al matzor, I stood in a state of siege. And I waited to see what God would say to me, Uma ashiv al tochachti, and what he would respond to my rebuke, or maybe what rebuke he would respond to me. Rashi here has an amazing image. Rashi says, Al mishmarti emoda, what does it mean? I stand at my station. Ag uga Habakkuk. Habakkuk drew a circle, va'amad betocha, and he stood in the middle of it. Va'amar, and he said, Lo azuz mikan, I will not move from here, ad she'eshmar ma'yedaber bi al she'irati, until I get answers to my questions. Lama hu mabit v'ro'eh b'atzlachato shel resha. Why does God just stand back and look at the success of the evil? Uma ashiv al ha'ba'im li'tvakeach lefanai. And Habakkuk says, and what exactly am I going to tell people when they come to ask me questions? The amazing thing is that we know another scholar who, from the Mishnah, who was Ag Uga, that is none other than Choni HaMa'agel. And the Gemara in Masechet Ta'anit suggests that Choni HaMa'agel learned this technique of standing in a circle and refusing any answers from God, cajoling God to come and talk to him. Who did he learn it from? From Habakkuk. Habakkuk seeks the answers of God. But I'm not sure that he was expecting this answer. Just one further piece of background is that what God told him in chapter 1 was about the arrival of the Kastim. You know, if we just learnt Nachum, and Nachum was basically delightful about the fact that the Assyrian Empire had suffered its demise and the Assyrians were gone. At the very self-same time, the same self-same time window, here's Habakkuk predicting that the Babylonians are on the rise. We didn't get much of a break between the Assyrians and the Babylonians, and we were told how cruel they're going to be. And of course, it was the Babylonians who destroyed the Beit HaMikdash. And therefore, he says, what is God going to say to me? V'yaneni Hashem v'yomer. And God said to me, K'tov chazon, write down this vision, or va'er al haluchot, make it clear on the tablets, leman yarutz korebo, so the reader can read it easily. Ki od chazon la moed, because, and I'm translating here according to the translation of the Dart Mikra commentary, ki od chazon lamoed, for there's a vision which will come lamoed, at a future time, v'yafeach laketz, v'yafeach, we know from L'David Hashem Ori V'yishi, ki kamu bi eide sheker v'yafeach chamas, right, v'yafeach is a witness. So, od chazon umoed, there is a vision which will come at a future time, v'yafeach laketz, and there is a testimony of the end, v'lo yichazev, and it will not disappoint. Im yitma'amea, chakelo. If it seems slow, wait for it. Ki vo yavo lo ya'acher, because it will certainly come. It will not delay. Hine upla lo yashra nafsho bo. Those who are not decent, lo yashra nafsho, upla, they will faint, they will be weakened. The tzadik be'emunato yichye. But the righteous will live in their honesty. So those who are decent are not decent, who are evil, will faint, will be weakened. But tzaddik be'emunato yichye, the righteous will live in their honesty, or maybe in their loyalty to God, or as is translated frequently, the righteous will live in their faith. So what is this answer? What he's saying is, he's not really giving him an answer at all. He's telling him eventually the Babylonians are going to go down, and just to say that the rest of the Perek is a series of laments, beginning with the word hoi, right, which are going to tell you about all sorts of circumstances in which people, what goes around comes around, people experience pride, and people experience commit murder, and people betray people, and eventually they will have their comeuppance. But what's he saying here? He says, write the vision, make it clear on the tablets. In other words, this needs to be written down because it's not going to happen for a long time. Right? Right? If it's going to take a long time, wait for it. But certainly, it will happen. It won't delay. It will happen at the right time. Those who the evil people, will lose it. But tzaddik be'emunato yichyeh. What this becomes, as we all know, because we know that v'afal pishit mamea im kol ze achakelo ani ma'amin b'viat ha-mashiach, that it's true that the Babylonians did fall, but this did not become the messianic vision that we see through so many of the prophets. It didn't become the vision that we saw, for example, in Nahum, hine al harim raglei vaser mashmia shalom chag Yehuda chagayich. It didn't become a time when we could sit back and just relax, because after the Babylonians came the Greeks, came the Romans, came a 2,000-year exile, and we're still suffering. We're still suffering here as we go, and we're still singing Ani Ma'amin. But as you can see, these psukim, these verses, were blazed into the Jewish consciousness to say that one day there will be a ketz, one day there will be an end, one day there will be an end of suffering, one day Habakkuk will be vindicated, one day the evil will get their just deserts, and one day the Jewish people will be rewarded for their loyalty to God, v'tzadik be'emunato yichyeh, for their honesty, for their loyalty to God, for their faith. It needs to be written down, because otherwise we might forget it. It needs to be passed down the generations. And it's im yitma'amea chakelo becomes read not just only about Habakkuk waiting for the fall of the Babylonians, which between, you know, as far as we know, the Babylonians were only ascendant for 70 years, which is really a drop in the bucket of history. And yet at the same time, we realize that history is a long and winding road, and we're still waiting for that ketz. That's it for today. See you tomorrow.
Shei Avon.